Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Today is Thursday, October the 20th, year 2016. Yes, and you are in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. And I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr. I thank God for this opportunity to be able to come back to you all once again, that we're going to be able to share God's word on tonight, and prayerfully and hopefully that someone that is not saved will become saved on tonight, and that the listeners will be built up and strengthened through the word on tonight, and most of all, that God will be glorified. So I thank God for tonight, and I'm looking forward to anxiously waiting to hear what the young man is going to bring to us, what God has given to him for us tonight on regarding an inspirational message. But we always open in prayer. So I'm going to ask all listeners, would you please go and bow your heads in prayer with me at this time? Dear God, Heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, we come once again to give your name praise, glory, and honor. Heavenly Father, we thank you for who and all that you are. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this another day that you have made. Heavenly Father, we ask that you will forgive each one of us of all of our sins and our transgressions. Create within us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us. so that we will be able to continue to fulfill our God purpose in the earth for your glory. Heavenly Father, I pray and ask that you would be with all those that are bereaved all over the land. Comfort and strengthen each one of them as only you can, Heavenly Father. You know who they are and where they are, and you know how they are hurting, and you know how to reach them. Let them feel your presence and your spirit, Heavenly Father, that we would be able to trust you more in faith and continue to move on in Jesus' name. And then, Heavenly Father, we come lifting up all those that are confined behind prison bars and those that are in juvenile detention centers and those that are maybe in adult shelters and abused women's shelters and youth detention centers. And, Heavenly Father, we lift up all those that are in hospitals and nursing homes all over the land. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would comfort and strengthen and heal those that are sick in their minds, spirits, and bodies. Heavenly Father, that they would know that it was you who have healed them, and they will have a test of all those that are listening continually, faithfully over this airway to this internet broadcast. I thank you for each listener. And, oh God, I ask that you would continue to move by your spirit in each one of their lives, that you would be glorified through each life. And, oh God, I just pray, Lord, that you would continue to move by your spirit in the earth, Heavenly Father. We need you for such a time as this. The world needs you, Heavenly Father. We cannot do anything without you. We know that the enemy is roaring the earth and seeking and running up and down the earth, seeking whom he may devour. He's seeking to kill, steal, and destroy. But we know that you are our creator, and we know that you have all power in your hands. So we turn everything that's not like you over to you, Heavenly Father, and ask that you would create within each of us a clean heart, that we will be able to fulfill our God purpose for your glory. We just ask that you would move by your spirit over the airways on tonight, that you would be glorified in Jesus' name. All the people of God said, amen. But you know, we have a spiritual food for thought. And tonight's spiritual food for thought is, I am not qualified, but chosen. That is a powerful word right there. And again, tonight's spiritual food for thought is, I am not qualified, but chosen. When God qualifies you, that's a personal thing between you and God. And he qualifies, he predestinates, and he anoints and qualifies, and he makes the way for those who he qualifies before we even go on our mission to fulfill our God purpose. He qualifies, and then he anoints us so that we can carry out our God purpose and fulfill it in the earth for his glory. So, again, our spiritual food for thought for tonight is, I am not qualified, but chosen. Thank God he chose me. I didn't choose him. He chose me just like he chose you. So on tonight, I'm asking all listeners, if you could please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassadors/vessels. Again, please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassadors/vessels. And once you get there, would you please click on follow? I'm also asking all listeners, I'm letting you know that I welcome all any feedback and comments from my listeners, from myself or any of my guests that comes on this program. If you would like to email me, my email is james_brown1558@yahoo.com. Again, my email that you can send all comments and feedback to me is james_brown1558@yahoo.com, or you can reach me on Facebook. Also, I'd like the listeners to know that I'm going to make this announcement. This may be my last time announcing this one regarding I am being directed by the Lord to at least twice a month. We'll be opening up the phone lines for worldwide listeners to call in and share your testimony. I have not done that yet because I'm trying to announce it in enough time so that when I do open up the phone lines, that the listeners will call in and share your powerful testimonies. The number that you would dial, if you can get a pen and paper, you will definitely need a pen and paper because the word is about to come forth through this young man that God has anointed to bring the word for tonight. He's going to bring the word, and I'm going to ask you if you could, while you're getting your pen, if you can get your pen and paper, because you're going to need to take notes when he brings the message, and also get your Bibles ready. Like I always let the listeners know, I don't want you all to take my word or my guest word that we're making up things. We like you to read it along with us in the Word of God as the Word goes forth. So at this time, if you will get your Bibles, get a pen and paper, and also at this time, if you could take down this phone number, again, this number is the number you would dial. Once you hear me say that the phone lines are open for worldwide listeners to call in and share your testimonies, and also you can give a praise report, The number would be area code 657-383-1364. Once again, the area code is 657-383-1364. Again, God will not share his glory with no one. When we share our testimonies, God gets the glory. We get blessed, and also that lets the listeners know and those that hear our testimonies, that lets them know that if God did whatever he did for us, and if they're in that same situation, or if they know of someone that's in the situation that you're in, or the Lord had brought you out of, then they will know without a doubt, and hopefully in faith, they will come to know that if God did it for you and he did it for me, he would do it for them too, and God will get the glory, and you will be blessed. So I thank you for taking those notes. And again, I look forward to sharing this platform. I would like the listeners to get involved because it's not about me. It's about Jesus Christ. And there's something that you need to share with the world through your testimony. So I thank God for putting it in my spirit to be able to share this with the listeners. So at this time, before the young man in the person of 16-year-old David Pruden, he's going to bring an inspirational message on tonight. But while we're in announcement mode, Brother David, are you on the line?
Yes, sir, I am. How you doing, Mr. Brown?
Praise the Lord. I'm doing excellent. It's so great to have you on again. Brother David, while we're in the announcement mode, there's an announcement that I need you to make to the listeners on tonight, if you can go ahead and make that announcement. And right after you make that announcement, I'm going to do a music break, and then I'm going to have you share a testimony and then go right into your message right after the music break. But as for now, could you go ahead and make the announcement that needs to be made, please?
Yes, sir. All right. My name is David Pruden. My dad, Ptolemy Pruden, started a newspaper. It's called the National Urban Review, and he just got his website up and running, and we're looking for subscribers. The goal of the newspaper is to bring godly encouragement to the community for showing pastors doing the right things and doing what God wants them to do and making good advances in their communities. And bringing his glory to his name through youth outreach, mentorship, leadership, and things of that nature. The name of the website is thenationalurbanreview.com. That's nationalurbanreview.com, lowercase. And we hope to have subscribers, and we thank you for your encouragement.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Brother Pruden. So at this time, we're going to do a music break, Brother Pruden, and as soon as this music break is over with, I'm just going to ask you to go right into your testimony, and then as soon as you do your testimony, you go right into your word. And so, listeners, I hope you have your Bible and your pens available and ready to be able to take notes. Thank you. David Pruden, right before you go into your message on tonight, right before you go to your testimony for, first, I would like you to remember, after you complete your message, then I have a few questions that I would like to ask you after you complete the conclusion of your message tonight. I have a few questions I need to go over with you. But first, now I ask that you to share your testimony, and then you go straight into your message. And then your questions will follow.
Yes, sir. All right. My name is David Hunter Pruden. I am 16 years old. I think a testimony for me would be that I'm thankful to God for giving me life and a family and beautiful parents that I look up to and who have mentored me and nurtured me my whole life. I'm thankful for almost going through 17 years of life. On Friday, October the 28th, I'll be 17 years old. And so I'm really excited about that. And I'm thankful to God for keeping me and giving me a full recovery. Last year, I broke my leg in a kind of a strange way. I fractured my tibia when my little brother Paxton, who's 1 year old, 1 year old now, was being born. Some friends took us ice skating and roller skating in the same day, and I was not up for that. But I didn't want to be rude to my host, so I went, and ice skating went well, and roller skating did not. I went roller skating, and we went. It was well for the first 2 hours, and then after a while, I turned around a curve and fell and fractured my tibia. But God helped me through it, and I'm here today with no recurring injury from that, so I'm thankful for that. The title of my message is Bringing Glory to God in Our Aspirations. My scriptures I'll be coming from are Psalm 89, verse 1 and 2, and Psalms 95, verse 1 through 7. But first, I'd like to pray. Lord Jesus, I thank you for this day. I thank you for all the listeners on this radio show. God, I thank you for this opportunity in life, Lord. Thank you for touching Mr. James Brown and his listeners with this beautiful, wonderful tool for your joy, Lord, and this radio station. I thank you for him inviting me on for a second time. I thank you that you will be able to speak through me, Lord. Help me, guide me, Lord. Speak through me. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, I'm going to begin. Psalms 89, verse 1 through 2. I will sing of the Lord's great love forever. With my mouth, I will make your faithfulness known through all generations. I will declare that your love stands firm forever, that you have established your faithfulness in heaven itself. Psalms 95, verse 1 through 7. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In his hands are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands form the dry land. Come, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. Today, if we only would hear his voice. I'd like to start off with a bit of a Latin sentence to go into my message. Nautae de laudant. The sailors praise God. People of God are on a ship on the sea of life. We must be anchored on God, and we accomplish that through glorifying him. We must bring glory to God in our aspirations. And I would like to expound on that in my message through these examples. The rock. Jesus is our anchor. Through praise, we glorify the shepherd, and in his hands are the depths of the earth or the stormy seas we may face in life. The rock is our anchor. When sailors used to travel through their routes, they weighed anchor if they were in stormy weather. Just as we must put our trust in Jesus as we go through the turbulence of life. Life, like the ocean, is not always in peaceful waters. I have been on boats before, and even when there are smooth waters, everything is not easy. For example, if you go out and have not checked the forecast, you could have peace 1 minute and peril the next hour. Just like in life, 1 minute, everyone is at peace. And then a young sibling gets in an altercation. You have a deadline for work or school, and your computer crashes or your battery dies. Now what? This is why it is important to anchor our trust in the rock. I believe that it is interesting how David calls God the rock, because rocks are nearly unbreakable unless you apply extreme pressure to them. And we all know that God, like the diamond, cannot be broken, no matter how much pressure we are facing or already have faced. It never ceases to amaze me how we sometimes lose sight of the way God provides for us and keeps us safe. He is the most impenetrable anchor anyone could ever ask for. And when life gets choppy, God is always on our side. Which brings me to my next point. Praise is glorifying the shepherd. When we are going through stormy seas, praise is always a good way to glorify God. Our aspirations are always affirmed in Christ. If we pray and ask God what his will is for us, we can rest assured that he will keep us in his will. When our lives are in turmoil, worshiping God is a wonderful way to glorify him. Singing to God is a wonderful way to clear our heads. I mean, the Bible does say to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, even if our situation is not joyful itself. Praise and worship are amazing, not only in bringing glory to God, but also in encouraging ourselves. I marvel at how God has given musical abilities to us for encouragement and joy. When you are studying for a test, working on a project, or just relaxing, having peaceful Christian music in the background is quite soothing. The final point I would like to make is knowing that God holds the depth of the earth in his hands. I believe that this rings realistically and metaphorically true when we think of the stormy seas of life. When we go through tough situations as Christians, and even if some people listening are new believers, you can take heart and know that God is for you and he has gifted you in your aspirations. The main things you must do are sorted out for you in a few scriptures I would like to read before I close. Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. When you are going through tough times, know that in Jeremiah 29:11, God says, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans of peace and not of evil, plans to give you a hope and a future." God will never leave us nor forsake us. And we can quite easily believe in God's abilities even when we are constantly falling short. Christ sustains our lives, and in his shadow we can find refuge. Life may be hard, seemingly impossible, and just plain exhausting, but we can take heart because Jesus has overcome the world. His incredible sacrifice assures us that we will never be forgotten. And even when we feel lost and alone, when oceans rise, our souls can rest in Christ because he paid it all, and we can weigh our anchors in the rock. Even if life seemed to weigh heavily on your shoulders, you can truly rest in Jesus. And you can know that as a child of God, you are victorious. You are an overcomer, and God has great things in store for your life. Keep praising. Weigh your anchor in the rock. And glorify God in everything that you aspire to. May God bless you and keep you.
Praise the Lord. What a powerful message on tonight. And that word on tonight is, I know it wasn't just for young people. That word was for someone who is what we call a seasoned saint, someone who has been walking with the Lord for a long time. But as you said in your message, sometimes we can get discouraged. We can look at situations through the eyes of flesh, and we don't trust God all the way like we should through faith. So we need our aspirations to be directed back to God. And once we get our aspirations back up and our focus back on God, then he will lead us and guide us back on the right path so that we can complete and fulfill our God purpose in the earth for him, for his glory. Brother David Pruden, I thank you for that powerful word on tonight. I'm going to ask the listeners at this time, before I go into Brother Pruden's questions, I'm going to open up the phone lines for any listeners. If you would like to have any words of encouragement, or if you have any comments or feedback to young David Pruden, who just brought the message, inspirational message on tonight, I need you to dial this number, 657 area code. Again, 657 area code 383-1364. Once again, if you'd like to have comments or feedback or give encouragement to young David Pruden, age 16, who just brought forth a powerful, inspirational message on tonight, the number to dial is 657 area code 383-1364. So Brother David Pruden, right now at this time, I have some questions that I need that I would like to ask you at this time. My first question to you, Brother Pruden, is: as a young Christian, how do you show Jesus to others?
I believe that as a young Christian, showing Jesus to others is making the right decisions in tough situations. When everybody else wants to go and party, you're saying, "Look, guys, no, I'm good. I'm going to go home and study," or just steer clear of the wrong group of people. I have a scripture that works with that. 1 Peter 2:11 says, "Dear friends, I urge you as foreigners and exiles to abstain from sinful desires which wage war against your soul." Now, that basically means that when everybody else is going out and doing whatever, or somebody's going, if some of your friends are planning on doing something wrong to someone or posting something wrong about someone on social media, not taking any part in it, and praying for them and showing the love of Christ to people.
Amen. And you are so right. And that's a very good scripture that you just gave there. But go with that, along with the answer to that question, through the word. And that's what I love about the word. When we really think about whatever we're going through, or whatever situation or circumstance in life, there is a word that can be applied to that situation if we only get into the word and study the word. Bob, were you going to add something to that?
No, I just said amen. I was agreeing.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. All right. Praise the Lord. My next question to you, David, is why is it important that children obey their parents?
I feel it's important for children to obey their parents, one, because they have love for children and love for you, even if we're messing up or doing whatever we want to do, and mom and dad say, "All right, turn the games off, time to do homework," or something, you're like, great. But you still have to be obedient to your parents because it's the right thing to do, and God will be pleased with you if you do. I think the Bible sums it up really well when it says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." It may not be right in your own thoughts, but it's definitely right in the eyes of God and in the eyes of your parents. Because when you honor your parents, you're really almost honoring yourself in the sense that you're being obedient. And it's really being obedient to your parents, like, it trains you for when God is talking to you or calling you later on in life. If you were to listen to God, when he tells you not to go one place and you end up, you listen to God and don't go there because you remember when your parents told you not to go somewhere, and you end up finding out later on in the news that someone got shot or a car accident happened right in that area, you're like, man, thank God I remember back to when I had to obey my parents and I listened to God.
Amen. That's a great answer. And yes, and you said it right. Honor your parents. The Bible do talks about that. And when he says honor your parents, children, obey your parents and honor them, that your days may be long upon the earth. So a lot of young people, some things they continually do, and they, like you said, they continue to hang around the wrong people, even though their parents and their relatives, their adult relatives, even maybe some of their peers in their own age group that are living for the Lord, but tell them that you shouldn't be doing that. You shouldn't hang out with those people because there's nothing good going to come out of it. Then, you, like you said, you hear on the news that young person was killed because they did not obey. They didn't obey their parents. And the Lord do let us know, we know in his word, he cannot lie. So when the Lord say a thing, he means what he says. So I live by those words. And we grew up with that same word with my mother raising 9 children. Children, obey your parents, like you said, for this is right. And then that your days will be long upon the earth. My next question to you is, what does Jesus dying and rising mean to you, Brother David?
Jesus dying and rising from the grave, man, that means the world to me. Basically, when Jesus died on the cross, he made the ultimate sacrifice for us, and He paid for our sins, our sicknesses, our diseases long before we were ever even in existence. He loved us with an incredible love that is just incredible, and we can't really fathom it. But it just seems as though Christ dying on the cross and rising again was saying that he loved us. He paid the ultimate sacrifice in the sense that in the Bible it says that the ultimate sacrifice is that a man would die for his friend. And we are called friends of God and children of God because of what Jesus did on the cross. A lot of people get it twisted when they think that to be loved by God or to do his will, you have to constantly be doing things and trying to earn his grace and earn his favor. But Jesus died on the cross for our sins and rose again so we wouldn't have to do that. So we wouldn't have to try to bear all of our sins on ourselves and go and try to, look, God, look at me, look at what I've done, and please accept me. No, Jesus already paid for it. And it's in the Bible, it says that our righteousness is as filthy rags. And that's basically saying that Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, he paid it all on the cross for our sins, and we didn't have to go through all of that.
Amen. That's the excellent answer. And you know what? I am like you. I am so grateful that Jesus paid the price, because we know that those that are saved, no man on earth in the flesh could have paid that price, because man was full of sin. And Jesus, he came down in the form of a baby, in the form of flesh, and he was sinless. So only his pure blood, his precious blood, righteous blood, that was the only blood that would be able to save mankind and bring us back into a relationship with our Creator, God the Father. So I thank God for his suffering, his dying, and his rising for me, for you, and for those that are listening who are not yet saved, just as Brother David Pruden just said. Know that there's nothing that you have done so bad that God do not love you, that Jesus do not love you. He loves us. He do not like our sin. You hear what I said? Our sin, that includes me too. Our sins, your sins, listeners, your pastor's sins. God do not love our sins, but he loves us. And sinners, he loves you too. He loves you to the point that all you have to do is open your mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and believe it in your heart. And ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart and ask him to save you so that you can be like him. He wants you to be like him, because he already made the way for you to be with God, our Heavenly Father. After we leave this earth and this earthly body, our soul has to spend a place throughout eternity. So Jesus paid that price. To sinner who is listening, you can be saved on tonight, because that's why Jesus came, he died, he paid that price for us that we could not pay. So I thank God for Jesus on tonight, just as such as Brother David. And also I know the listeners thank God for Jesus as well, not for just for his dying, but his rising as well. My final question to you, Brother David, on tonight, why do God hate sin?
God hates sin because it creates a disconnect between us and him. God originally planned for humans, for us to be an ultimate relationship with him and not having to worry about anything. But once sin came and Adam's fall, that created a disconnect between God and us. And he needed a scapegoat. He needed someone to be able to bear that sin. And he sent his only son, Jesus Christ, down to earth to die for our sins. And John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, to have everlasting life." He sent his son down to earth to give us eternal life through his love, through his blood, through his sacrifice. And he paid for our sins, and he made it where we could eternally have a resting place in him. And he hates sin because it creates a disconnect between his children and him. And any father wants a good relationship with their children. And so having any disconnect, really, I believe that sin grieves him, and that's why I believe that he hates sin.
Amen. And he does, and he says it in his word. I don't know exactly what scripture it says. It talks directly about that. He hates sin. He loves the sinners, and those who are saved, we are saved through by faith through grace. We are saved, and so I thank God that he loves even me. Enough that I was able to the point where when I was realizing that I needed Jesus in my life, and I can open my mouth and confess my sins and ask Jesus to come into my heart, and that he would lead and guide me by his grace and through faith and through the word, that he would lead and guide me in as I travel this Christian journey in the earth, that I would be able to fulfill my God purpose for his glory. So yes, he do hate sin, but he do not hate the sinner. So we want to make that plain and clear, listeners, especially for those that may not be saved and may be confused. God, he do love us. He do love sinners, but he do not like our and love. He do not love our sins. And so I thank God that goes back to the question of why Jesus came and he died. And he paid that our sin debt with his own blood that he did not owe, but he paid it because he knew that we owed it, but we as sinners could not pay it. And out of love, he came down and he paid that ultimate price and shedded his blood to redeem mankind back to God. And for that, I am still so grateful, and I will forever be grateful for what Jesus did for me, not only for me, but for you too, listener, and for all those who are my Father's children who are connected to Jesus Christ through the shedding of his blood and through his dying and rising. Brother David Pruden, I would like to say unto you again, thank you for that incredible word on tonight, bringing glory to God in our aspirations. And that's a good topic. That's a good message. And I pray that someone that was listening on tonight was blessed by that word, because I know that I was truly blessed by that word. And also through the answering of the questions that I gave you on tonight, I thank you for answering them and also being able to apply scriptures to back up what the word says and to the questions that was asked of you on tonight. Brother David, before I release you, is this an opportunity? I'm going to give you a chance, an opportunity to give any shout outs. And also at the same time, could you please let the listeners know if there is a church or a youth group or whatever that might want young David Pruden, my special guest speaker on tonight that brought this inspirational message so gracefully on tonight. If you could share with the listeners how they can reach you in case they would like for you to come speak at the church or event.
Oh, yes. That's interesting. Okay. I guess you can reach my parents. I don't have a phone yet. But you can reach my parents. You can reach my dad at 248-247-4027. And also, you would be able to talk to him about the National Urban Review. And thank you for this opportunity, Mr. Brown. Thank you so much.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I just want to encourage you to keep on being faithful to God. Keep on being loyal and faithful to your parents, because God has a great work for you to do. He's already moving through you. You already have the anointing, and everything that you need is already on your life. So continue to stand strong in the word. Don't get into discouraged. And so sometimes we have to learn how, even as young people, your age, I remember the time when I was your age, and sometimes when we get in the Word, we have to sometimes encourage ourselves in the Lord, in the Word. Sometimes we have to get alone by ourselves. You know, Jesus had to get away sometime, and he got alone by himself, and he prayed, and he meditated and talked to the Heavenly Father. So sometimes we as Christians, so Jesus was our example to prove and let us know that even though he was God and he was man at the same time, he even had to get away and pray and meditate at times. So that's what we need to do as Christians. We need to do more of it. So young David Pruden, thank you so much bringing this powerful word on tonight. And I was blessed by this word. And I know your parents are proud of you. I know that I'm proud of you. But before I let you go, could you give the listeners a little more background quickly, and then the website again for the National Urban Review before I release you?
Yes. The background really is to bring encouragement to the community, for bringing encouragement to the African American community and other communities as well. It's basically centered towards pastors. So pastors who are doing things in their community, there's a pastor's corner, and the pastors can speak and have their thoughts on paper and circulate it. And we are having, we just have the newspaper website, thenationalurbanreview.com, that just launched the other day. I think it was this morning or this, either today or yesterday, but that's thenationalurbanreview.com. And so that's basically it. Thank you so much for having me, Mr. Brown. I really enjoyed it. And God bless all of you listening, and I hope that God blesses you for the rest of your life.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I understand that you're the youth editor for this national newspaper. Am I correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I am.
Well, I just wanted to share that with the worldwide listeners that this young David Pruden, who just brought this powerful, inspirational message on tonight, he is the youth editor for this worldwide newspaper that's going to be distributed. Again, if you could go to the name of the newspaper is the National Urban Review, and again, the website is thenationalurbanreview.com, and it's geared for pastors to encourage them and to give them insights about what other pastors are doing around the world and around in different cities and different states, because it's going to be a national newspaper and it's about to be launched. We want you all to get involved, that God will be glorified through it, that souls are going to be saved through this newspaper. It is a newspaper for such a time that we're living in now, and God knows what he's doing. He does everything decently and in order, and this newspaper is coming out at the right time. It's all about God's timing. He don't make any mistakes. So he already knew before the foundation of the world that we were going to be in such a time that we're living in now, and there was going to be a need for this newspaper titled National Urban Review. Mr. Kelvin Pruden is the chief executive officer, and this is his son, David Pruden, who just brought forth this powerful, inspirational message on tonight. So we're asking all listeners, and especially our pastors, if you can go to that website and subscribe to this newspaper, it's going to be a blessing to you. Most of all, God is going to be glorified. Souls are going to be saved through this newspaper, and this newspaper is going to be more than we could ever imagine or ask or thought that it was going to be, that God is going to be glorified through it. So, Brother David Pruden, thank you for bringing a powerful word on tonight and also for answering the questions. And I know that this is not going to be your last time on this show, on this program. God is going to move in a such a way that he's going to allow you to be a guest again to bring another word to the listeners. So I thank you, Brother David.
Thank you so much.
Continue to have a blessed evening.
You too, sir. Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you too. But that was Brother David Pruden, a 16-year-old that brought the word on tonight, a powerful word, bringing glory to God in our aspirations. And sometimes we do, sometimes we try to go before God because we think that he's not moving fast enough, or he may even hear our prayers, or we try to help him out. And what we do is we make matters worse. And then we wonder why things don't get accomplished. And we want to try to blame God or blame the devil and as to why things didn't get done that we've been praying for. No, you got in the way. You was trying to rush things instead of, you want to skip the process and just think it like it was a microwave and it's just going to happen because you prayed and asked what happened. It don't work like that. It's all about God's timing. And then another thing, it is the question you should be asking, is it in God's will? Will God be glorified through it? Maybe that's why he didn't answer your prayer. Maybe that's why you are not getting things done, because whatever you're trying to do is of you and not of God. So I thank God for that word on tonight. That was a blessed word on tonight. It was a blessing to me, and I know that it was a blessing to the listeners. Again, listeners, I want you all to know that, yes, I thank God for this new platform, this worldwide platform. I am on every Thursday, every Saturday from 8 to 9 p.m. I am giving God the glory because I know that no one opened this door for me but him, and I love that he opened this door not only for me, but to be able to share this platform with other young men and women of God to bring forth the good news of Jesus Christ, such as what Brother David Pruden just did with the inspirational message on tonight. So it's not about me. It's not about my guests. It's about Jesus. It's about the word. Getting the word out, spreading the good news of Jesus Christ, that souls will be saved, that God will be glorified through this platform. So it's not about us. It's about what are we doing for Jesus. And so that is a question. That's a good question for each one of us tonight. So as we get ready to close out a little early on tonight, I want to thank you again for tuning in faithfully to this show. And I ask that you would please pass the word on to your family members, your friends, your pastors, your churches, your co-workers, your neighbors, and let them know about this internet radio show titled, Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God? Again, I am your executive host and director, Brother James Brown, Jr. Know, again, listeners, that when I let you all know that the lines will be open for listeners to call in and share your testimonies. I want to give that number out once again before we close out today's show. The number for listeners to call and share your testimonies or praise reports, the area code is 657-383-1364. Again, 657-383-1364. Now, I also ask as your host, if all listeners would please go to blogtalkradio.com/ servants, ambassadors, vessels. And once you get there, will you please click on follow, and then ask your neighbors and friends and all those that you communicate with, if they could do the same, go to that website and click on follow. Once again, I'd like you all to know, as listeners, I want you all to know that I do not take you all lightly or for granted. Know that I appreciate each one of you. I may not be able to see you. We cannot see each other, but God knows who you are, and I appreciate you, and I do not take it lightly, because I know that you could be doing other things. I thank God that you take the time out to tune into this broadcast, because there is a word from the Lord, and he uses the vessel. That's why I love this new this new show's website title, Servants, Ambassadors, Vessels, because when we're truly serving the Lord and without hidden motives and hidden agendas, and we're doing it to glorify God, that's what we are. We are servants. We are vessels. We're ambassadors for the Lord. So I just thank God for this new platform, and I thank God for you, the listeners. So as we get ready to close out and up for a few minutes early on tonight, I thank God for you, and I pray that God will continue to bless you and give you and grant you the desires of your heart. But as we get ready to close, I'd like to go close out in prayer, as we always do. And I ask that you would bow your heads in prayer with me. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come once again to give your name praise, glory, and honor. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your long suffering, for your pity and compassion toward each one of us. Heavenly Father, in spite of ourselves, we know that we don't deserve it. Because of your love and your kindness and your compassion toward us, Lord, you grant us the desires of our hearts. Because we are connected to you and through your Son, Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the connection. We thank you for the relationship. We, Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for who and all that you are. And Heavenly Father, again, in the name of Jesus, we come lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted in mind, spirits, and bodies. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can, in Jesus' name. And then, Heavenly Father, we lift up all those that are incarcerated all over the land. We pray, Lord, that you will continue to move by your spirit, even behind prison bars, even behind those that are behind bars that are in juvenile detention centers and those that are confined to nursing homes and hospitals. We ask, Lord, you will move by your spirit in each life. You will be glorified. Continue to comfort and strengthen those that are bereaved. Heavenly Father, we pray and ask that you would lead and guide our new upcoming president, whomever that might be. We thank you, Lord, that you are in total control, no matter what it looks like, no matter what the candidates say, no matter what they think, no matter who the new president is that's going to be in the White House. We thank God that you are in total control. So we ask the Lord that you would move by your spirit even in advance, that you would touch the heart and the mind of whoever our new leader is going to be, Heavenly Father, they will be led by you, that you would do right by all your people, that you would be glorified. And, oh God, we just give your name praise. We give you glory. And we pray, Lord, that for those that are listening on tonight, that we pray that a word have went forth through either prayer or through a song or through the word on tonight, that their spiritual eyes and ears are now open. They, too, can open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask to be saved in his name. And, oh God, that they will come to know their God purpose in the earth so that they will be able to fulfill it in the earth, that you will be glorified on tonight. Heavenly Father, continue to bless the leaders in the world or those that are over us in government. Lead and guide them in the way that they should go, that they would do right by your people as well, Heavenly Father. We just thank you again for who and all that you are. Thank you for this broadcast, for this new platform. We ask that you continue to have your way in this ministry, Lord, that because it is a ministry, because the word goes forth. So we just thank you for it, and we just give your name praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor. In Jesus' name, and all the people of God said, amen. Well, listeners, that was it for tonight. Again, we're going to be closing out just a little bit early on tonight, but continue to know that God is good and he's worthy to be praised no matter what it looks like, no matter what your current situation is. Know that God can turn it around. Just continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand because the best is yet to come for you. And just continue to stand on his word because he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him, and he watches over his word to perform it in your life for his glory. So just continue to trust God and know that he's going to do what he said he's going to do for you in the earth for his glory. So until the next time, continue to be blessed. Know that I love you and God loves you too. Bye-bye.
Might as well put your hands together.